The violence in Iraq continues to push Iraqis from their homes. New figures from the UN's refugee agency show that some 60,000 Iraqis are fleeing every month. Around 2 million people are currently displaced inside the country. More than 2 million others have sought refuge in neighboring states, including Jordan. For the first time, Jordan has opened its schools to Iraqi children in a program funded by the UN and the United States. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Amman.
Good morning.
A former American high school teacher was in Jordan to support the government for opening schools to thousands of Iraqi children. Ellen Sauerbray, Assistant Secretary of State for Population, Refugees, and Migration, was greeted by students at a ceremony. They showered her with flower petals at the entrance to a girls' school. The U.S. government is the largest donor, $30 million, in a U.N. program to get the children of Iraqi refugees back to school. Many haven't been in a classroom for more than 2 years. John Cunliffe, emergency coordinator for the U.N.'s Children's Fund, welcomed Jordan's new policy.
Going back to school is a return to normalcy for kids, yeah? Or for families. It's a routine. It's putting back something in their lives that they've missed since they came here.
The new program targets 50,000 Iraqi students, but it will add to an already overcrowded Jordanian school system. UN funds will pay for new teachers, school fees for the poorest families, but Jordanians are wary of the program, says Ayman Safadi, a Jordanian newspaper publisher.
You're going to have more pressures on teachers, you're going to have more pressure on infrastructure in schools. Schools are going to have to work two shifts now. Ultimately, you could have some negative feelings developing.
This is still the summer season. School is a few weeks off, and children are on the streets. A cotton candy salesman beckons them to buy bags of sweets or the balloons tied to his belt. Abdul Razak Sahi lives on this block with his six children, but he doesn't allow them to go outside. An Iraqi, he has no legal residence in Jordan, and he says he can't afford the stiff fees. The new school program is designed to open schools for these Iraqis, and Sahi admits his children miss their studies.
It is difficult. Their future is going to be destroyed. They write on the papers, they scribble, they remember the school days.
But Sahi is also wary of the school program and has not registered his children yet. Jordanian police make regular sweeps through this neighborhood. Iraqis without the proper papers are often sent back to Iraq. John Cunliffe of UNICEF says there's a climate of fear among the thousands of illegal exiles here, but school is just what the children need.
A lot of the problems that they've had in Iraq, seeing things, losing family members, are being compounded here in Jordan because they've not had the opportunity to have a return to normalcy, of which schooling is fundamental.
So far, registration has been slow, says Cunliffe. It will take time to gain the trust of Iraqis. They still fear they could be sent back home if their children come forward for Jordan's school program. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Amman.